Radio.com presents stories of mystery and intrigue, espionage and suspense. Hear tales of ticking time bombs, mysterious crime scenes, and cloak and dagger action. This is Relic Radio Thrillers.
National Broadcasting Company invites you by transcription to join The Chase. There is always the hunter and the hunted, the pursuer and the pursued. It may be the voice of authority or a race with death and destruction, the most relentless of the hunters. There are times when laughter is heard as counterpoint and moments when sheer terror is the theme. But always there is the chase.
It's different when it happens in books. I mean, you know the people in books aren't real, so whatever they do isn't real either. But when it happens in a street of your own hometown, when you stand paralyzed, hearing the shots, seeing a man killed a few feet from you, feeling the hot gun barrel pressed against your side, then suddenly it is real. As real as the pounding of your heart. As real as terror and blood and death. I'd left the library at my usual lunchtime, walked across the square toward the tea room. I was directly in front of the bank when a man ran out of the door. He was wearing a mask and carrying a satchel and a gun, and he headed straight toward me. Suddenly the guard appeared in the door of the bank. He had a gun, too.
That stupid jerk trying to... Come here, sister. Hold still.
Let go of me!
I said hold still! That's what happens to a wise guy.
You shot him.
Yeah. Now, come on, sister.
Let me go. Let me go. What are you doing?
I'm taking you along, baby.
Let me go.
You're better in a bulletproof vest. Come on. Get into that car.
I will not stop me.
I said get in there. Now sit back and shut up.
You can't. Why are you doing this?
Baby, as long as I've got you, they won't shoot. I need some protection and you're in.
You can't do this. You can't.
Tell it to the cops. Shut up and hang on.
He removed his mask and drove like a maniac for a mile or more, skidding the heavy sedan around the corners, watching in the mirror to see if anyone followed. No one did. It all happened too fast. After a while, he slowed down, wound through some back streets, swung down an alley, and parked in a garage beside a black convertible. He went back to close the garage door, and I sat in the car, trembling.
All right, baby. End of the line. Everybody out.
You're going to let me go now?
Whatever gave you that idea? Come on, get out.
All right, you don't have to point that gun. I'm out. Why are you looking at me that way?
It's the first chance I've had. You're not a bad-looking dame. Not bad at all.
What are you going to do?
You're scared spitless, aren't you? That's all right. Stay that way. We'll get along better.
What are you going to do to me?
I'm going to take you with me, honey. We just stopped here to change cars. Yeah, it's a nice convertible, huh? Okay, sis. Climb in.
No, I... Look, I've never done anything to you. Why don't you just let me go now?
I said climb in.
But you don't need me any longer. You got away, and they'll be looking for the other car now.
Sure they will. Unless you tell them different.
I won't say a word about it. Really, I won't.
I know you won't. You're not going to get the chance.
But you can't keep a gun pointed at me forever.
No, but I can until we get clear of this part of the state. And until we're clear of any risk of being stopped. Say, what's your name?
Ellen. Ellen Barton.
Ellen, huh? All right, Ellen. You can call me Johnny. Now, here's the way it's going to be. We're heading out north in the convertible. Ellen and Johnny. Just a guy and a gal on a pleasure trip, see? We're going to do a lot of laughing. Not a care in the world. Just the two of us out having fun. You got it?
No. Please don't take me along. Leave me here, please.
All the time, whenever we're around anybody, there's going to be a gun poking you in the side. So make it look good,
no,
huh?
No, please. I can't pretend. I'm too scared. Don't make me do it. Please don't. Just leave me here in the garage and...
You were starting to blow your top, honey. Now, don't forget, the name is Johnny. All right, baby. Climb in and let's go.
Do you have to have that radio on? Driving me crazy.
Just relax, baby. I want to hear the bulletins.
Why? Come more than 40 miles, they won't be looking this far.
Oh, you never know. Hey, there's a hamburger joint up ahead there. It says car service. Let's get a sandwich, huh?
I'm not hungry.
You'll eat, though. Now, look, baby, get this straight. I'll have a gun on you underneath my top coat. So play it up, huh? Okay?
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, Johnny.
Atta gal.
Good afternoon. Would you like to see a menu?
No, I guess not. We'll have a couple of ham and Swiss on rye and two coffees. Are that all right with you, darling?
Yes, that's fine, Johnny.
Two ham and Swiss on...
We interrupt this program to bring you the latest information on the Middletown bank robbery.
Isn't that awful? Did you hear about it?
Yeah, we heard.
The girl has been taken along as a hostage by the lone bandit, has just been identified by a witness as Miss Ellen Barton, age 24, an employee of the Middleton Library.
Gosh, don't
she
you
is
feel
well
sorry
known to
for
everyone
her?
Here in Middletown.
It's a rough deal, all right.
So far, the whereabouts of the bandit, his kidnapped victim, and the black sedan used in the holdup are still unknown. Stay tuned for further details.
Golly, I'd hate to be her. What do you suppose he'll do to her?
Oh, it's hard to tell. They'll probably catch him before long.
I hope so. Now, let's see, that was two coffees, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Waitress?
Yes, miss?
What is it, baby?
I wonder if I could have tea instead of coffee, I mean.
Of course, that's one coffee and one tea. Thank you.
What was the idea there, huh? What are you trying to pull?
Nothing. I don't know. It's that gun pointing at me. I told you when you made me come along, I couldn't pretend.
Shut up. Now, look, baby. You'd better pretend. You'd better pretend real good. You see, I got nothing to lose. But you have. You understand? Ellen, you awake?
Yes.
What time is it? You see your watch? Here, let me turn on the dash light.
It's 5 after 11.
Now, that's late enough.
What do you mean?
There's a neon sign up ahead that says cabins. It's us, baby.
No. No, Johnny, let's not stop. Let's go on.
Not enough cars in the road this time of night. That makes us conspicuous.
We'll hole up here and go on in the morning.
We could stop beside the road somewhere.
Oh, sure. That'd be asking for it. Well, here we are, vacancy sign. That's good. Now, look, honey. You're coming to the office with me while I register, and remember... The old heater is still in the coat pocket, so play along. Come on.
Please, I... Johnny.
Come on, out on this side. Now, snap it up. Okay, now, honey, just play it smart. You won't get hurt.
Evening, folks.
Hiya. My wife and I'd like a cabin for the night.
What? Well, sir, now, you're right in luck, young fella. Got one cabin left, number 9. Shower, bath, radio, and inner spring mattresses. $6. Want to take a look at it?
Oh, I don't think so. Sound all right, darling?
Yes, it sounds fine.
Good, we'll take it. I wouldn't want to drive another mile tonight.
All right, sir. Just sign up the register here. It's all yours.
Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. You folks come quite a piece today.
Yeah, nearly 400 miles.
Mm.
We've been out west on vacation. On our way home now. Mm. Hey,
Mr. and Mrs. John Thompson, eh? From Cincinnati.
That's right.
Well, here's your key. Cabin 9.
Thanks.
Oh, got to have your car license here, you know, state law.
It's 74B.
74B.
93.
93.
81.
81.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sir. And now, young fella, do you know what I think?
What do you think?
Made a little bet with myself when I saw you walk in. You folks are honeymooners, ain't you?
Well, we
are.
It's no use, darling. He's tagged us. Yeah. Tell me, how'd you guess?
Oh, I can spot him every time.
Yeah?
Your wife is scared and nervous as a young filly, and you acting tough and trying not to let on. You can't fool me, young fella. I'm too good a judge of human nature.
For the love of... Now, look, Ellen, why don't you lie down over there on the bed? Just relax.
I don't want to lie down. I don't feel like it.
No, you feel like pacing. 2 hours, but you're driving me nuts.
Well, you're the one who wanted to stop here. I didn't.
Well, I'll be darned. Signing that Mr. and Mrs. is beginning to make you act like a wife.
How can you laugh? You killed a man, and now you sit there and laugh.
Not so loud, baby. We wouldn't want that to get around.
Johnny, what are you going to do with me? I mean, when are you going to let me go? You will let me go, won't you? Without harming me, I mean? You're not. You don't intend to let me go. Not alive. You're planning to kill me.
Shut up. I warned you for the last time. You blow your top and start shooting your mouth off once more, and you're going to get it. You understand?
Yes.
And don't forget it. Lie loud down there on that bed.
No, Johnny,
Don't tell me no. Now stay there. Sleep or stay awake, whichever you want, but keep your mouth shut. As long as you don't disturb me, honey, I won't disturb you.
I woke up just before dawn, not remembering at first where I was, and then shivering with fear when I did. I'd dozed off, gone to sleep in the same cabin with a killer. A lamp was burning on a table across the room. Johnny was sitting in a chair beside it. His head had dropped forward on his chest. He was asleep. And his gun was on the table. Slowly I slid off the bed. Step by step, sneaked cautiously across the room. He didn't move. I reached out my hand, picked up the gun, and pointed it at him. Johnny, get your hands up. Put your hands up. Johnny, I'll kill you. I'll shoot if you move.
Ellen, give me that gun.
I'm warning you, Johnny.
You're not built for it, baby. Even to protect your own life, you couldn't shoot somebody else.
I will, Johnny. No, stay back.
All right, now let's quit. Come on, give me that gun.
Thanks, baby. Hey, you got nerve, honey. Too bad you're a square. We might get along pretty good together.
What are you going to do to me?
It's 6 o'clock. It'd be okay to leave in about a minute. Do to you? Well, nothing.
Nothing?
That's right. Like I keep telling you, baby. Relax.
We drove out of the cabin court at 7:20 and headed on north. We were over 200 miles from Middleton, and Johnny was beginning to feel safe. But I wondered how he'd feel and what he'd do if he knew what a deadly thing I'd left behind us on the floor of cabin 9. My driver's license with my name, Ellen Barton. We passed a sheriff's patrol a few miles from the cabin court, but the men didn't give us a second glance. Why should they? The Middleton bank robbery had happened in the far corner of the state, and the police were still hunting a black sedan, not the convertible Johnny was driving now. He still kept the car radio on, but didn't pay much attention to it. He was confident now, feeling fine. I wondered how soon the news would break. The manager of the court must have found my driver's license, must have called the police by now. An hour passed.
Ellen, how you doing? I said, how
I you... heard you. I'm all right.
Boy, did you get up with a grouch in the morning. I'd hate to be married to you.
You don't have to worry.
Not your type, huh? Well, you could do worse, baby. And don't forget, I'm packing 50 grand or so in that briefcase.
And you're a killer. A murderer.
There you go again. Always nagging. Well, I got to put up with it all the way to Chicago.
Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you're heading?
Honey, that's where we're both heading.
Please, Johnny, why don't you let me go now? Please.
Have you spit your face to the first cop you get on the phone, huh? Now who's crazy?
But I wouldn't. Really, I wouldn't.
We interrupt this program to bring you some new information on the Middletown Bank robbery.
Well, we're still in the news, baby.
A few minutes ago, the proprietor of a tavern court on Highway 91, 10 miles north of Belleville, delivered to the state police a driver's license belonging to Ellen Barton, kidnap victim of the bandit.
Driver's license?
The license was found in the cabin, vacated less than an hour ago by a man and a woman answering Miss Barton's description.
No, Johnny, I don't know what it's about.
Miss Barton no doubt left this as a clue. The couple headed north in a late model convertible bearing state license plates 74B9381. State police and all sheriff's forces in the area have been alerted. Stay tuned for further details.
You dirty little rat.
No, Johnny. No!
We were in the clear and you planted that license.
No. It must have fallen out of my purse. Johnny, the gun... What are you going to do?
I ought to let you have it right here and now. I was even feeling sorry for you, you dirty rat.
No, please.
No, please, let me go. Maybe I even would have let you go, you little fool. You stupid little fool.
He swung the car off the highway and onto a country road winding back through the hills. He drove like a wild man, knowing there'd be roadblocks on the highway ahead, hoping to miss them by dodging around through the back country. He'd become the cornered rat now, snarling and vicious, deadly. We were 15 miles from the highway when the blind curve loomed up ahead of us.
A double crosser. I hate a double crosser.
I didn't owe you any loyalty. It was my life at stake.
You said it, baby.
Slow down, Johnny. Are you trying to kill us both?
Both is right. Don't forget it. Because if they get me, I get you.
Johnny, look out!
What's going on here?
They're parked right in the middle of the pavement.
It's a roadblock. Sheriff's car. And if I can get this thing turned around...
Hold it! Hold it,
dear. I'll hold it, you lousy cop!
No, Johnny, no!
You let go of that gun!
No!
I said let go! Come and get it, copper! Look at him. Look at him jumping like rabbits. Because of you.
I hope they get you. I hope they hang you.
Well, if they do, baby, you won't be there watching. I'd throw you out in the road right now if you weren't such an ace in the hole. Like I said, better than a bulletproof vest.
I hate you. Oh, how I hate you.
You do, huh? Shut up.
Johnny drove the car wide open, screaming around the curves, weaving all over the road, with death staring us in the face every second. 5 miles from the roadblock, he saw a narrow dirt lane ahead, turning off into the woods and leading toward the hills. Jamming the brakes, he cut the wheel over. We skidded into it and raced north, bouncing and sliding in the narrow ruts, not knowing if we were still followed or not. And 2 miles in, the lane turned up to the mouth of a steep ravine and came to a dead end.
Of all the rotten lot to pick this road. A dead end.
There's a car coming in.
Huh?
I can hear the motor.
Yeah. Yeah, it may be here in a few minutes.
Why don't you give up, Johnny?
Shut up.
You're beaten. You don't have a chance.
Shut up! Look here. Horse trail leading up the ravine. That's what this is, a road for hunters. If we turn around, be too narrow to pass the car coming
in.
Give
up, Johnny. It's no use. They'll kill you if you...
Shut up! Shut up! Now, wait a minute. This might work. It's the only chance. Come on, get out.
What are you going to do?
Get out. Hurry up. Let me get these ignition keys. Briefcase. All right, now, come on.
We're going up the trail?
No, no. Come on, the other way. Back down the road, about 100 feet... Come on, hurry.
Why? What good will it do?
Well, it's a chance, at least. I know the way these boys operate. Now, look. You keep your mouth shut. One peep out of you and you'll get it, you understand?
Yes. Yes, I understand.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. Here. Here's a good place. Over in the bushes. Come on, come on. There. Ah, this is a perfect setup. Good cover. Right here, come on, come on. Crouch down and keep out of sight.
What are you going to do?
Well, shut up. Shh. Here they come.
All right, you're covered. Come out of that car. Come out with your hands up. You don't have a chance.
It's what you think.
Well, there's no sign of life around it, Sheriff.
Yeah, but you never know. Let's move in. Watch yourself.
Right, Sheriff.
Yeah. That's the way I had it figured, baby. They never drive clear up. Always stop back a ways.
What are you going to do?
Now just relax, relax. You'll find out. Keep your head down.
All right, come out of that car! Wait a minute, Sheriff. I can see in from the side. The car's empty.
Yeah, there's a bright boy.
Must have taken the girl and headed up the trail.
Yeah.
Come on, Ben, let's go after him.
All right, baby. Now let's take the powder. Come on, move, move. Let's get going before some more cops get here.
You're going to steal the police car?
Oh, sure. Keep it quiet. It's nice of the sheriff to leave it for us. You know, I have to make a point of voting for him in the next election. Okay, get in.
Johnny, now you could let me go. Please, Johnny.
You've got a one-track mind. Get in the car.
But I'm no more use to you now. I'm only in the way.
Look, kid, when I decide you're in the way, I'll do something about it.
What? Do what, Johnny?
Get in the car.
He turned the police car around and headed back out the lane. We could hear the helpless officers yelling on the trail behind us. They couldn't shoot because of me. That's what they thought. But they didn't know what I know. What I should have known from the very beginning.
Once out on the county road, Johnny stepped on the gas and drove faster and faster and faster while I sat there in the seat living out a lifetime.
Well, I've still got a chance. The odds are bad, but there's still a chance.
Sure, Johnny. You've still got a chance.
Well, here's a switch. What's come over you, kid?
You can only stay terrified for so long. Be afraid of dying. And finally, you know you're going to die, and you accept it. And then you're calm.
You shouldn't have planted that driver's license. I'd have been in the clear by now, and you'd have been out of it, too.
Out of it? Out of it how, Johnny?
Well, I'd have dropped you somewheres.
Alive?
Now you're talking like an idiot.
You planned right from the beginning to kill me when you didn't need me any longer. You wore a mask in the bank. I was the only one who could identify you, who knew you were heading for Chicago. I should have known all along.
Look, drop it, will you?
I've got nothing to lose, and I know it.
Hey, what are you trying to do?
Just this.
Let go of that wheel.
Goodbye,
you
Johnny.
Crazy kid.
Goodbye. My arm hurts. Fire the cars on fire. I gotta get out of here. Car's burning. Gasoline.
Ellen. Fire. I can't move. My legs are broken.
Oh, no.
Help me. I can't move.
Wait. My arm. I can't feel. Here, your hand. No, help. Get.
Not much. My legs. Broken.
Fire. It's getting so hot. Lean this way, Johnny.
Further. Just a little. Drag. Drag me out, Ellen. Drag me out.
Where are my lungs? I'm... Thank you. Here. Over here. Away from the heat.
Come on,
Some officers up at the road.
Why did you do it, Ellen? Risk your life to drag me out of there. You knew what I planned to do to you.
Yes, Johnny. You were helpless. Well, I did what I had to do, that's all.
I guess they'll take me in a minute. Ellen, would you do something before they get me? Would you kiss me?
All right.
Ellen. I wish I'd known a girl like you a long time ago.
So do I, Johnny. So do I. Over here, officers. He's unarmed. Helpless. Come and get him.
In the animal world, there is the hunter and the hunted, hound and fox, hawk and sparrow, cat and mouse. But who is to judge precisely which is the pursuer or the pursued as we enter the chase? The Chase was created for the National Broadcasting Company by Lawrence Klee. This script was written by Les Crutchfield. Heard in the cast were Elaine Rost, Donald Buca, Jeffrey Bryant, Amy Sedell, and Sandy Bickert. The Chase is directed and transcribed by Fred Way. Fred Collins speaking. Next week, a king loses his throne and flees for his life in The Chase.